Tonight, here's Monitor. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. In this half hour, we'll hear from an old friend, comedian Bob Hope, as he appeared this week at New York's Overseas Press Club. There were some politicians present, which with Hope is like pouring gasoline on a fire. Unlimited.
Would you believe I haven't had a date since August? And not a single likely prospect in sight? My stardust was all turning into sawdust. But then I discovered Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Jim and Frank, believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
In one moment, a report on the government's travel guide on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Seasonal changes can put a strain on your motor oil unless you use one that really stands up. With Super Royal Triton in the crankcase of your car, you have the assurance of constant engine protection under every extreme of climactic and driving conditions. During hot weather, cold weather, during fast driving or stop-and-go driving, Super Royal Triton stays on the job to thoroughly lubricate every vital part of your engine. A patented detergent in Super Oil Triton helps to reduce friction and wear by suspending harmful dirt in the oil. With Super Oil Triton, you get better long-term engine performance and better mileage, too. Super Oil Triton is called the amazing purple motor oil. And why not? It goes Detroit one better. Super Oil Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. Next time you change oil, look around for the garage, car dealer, or service station that carries the amazing purple motor oil, Super Royal Triton. The United States government isn't in the travel or recreation business, but it recently published a massive 408-page volume that may be used just for such a thing. A report from Bernard Roth of the Soil Conservation Service of the Department of Agriculture, talking to Monitor's Charlie Holmes.
Bernie Roth, Outdoors USA, is subtitled The Yearbook of Agriculture 1967, and yet it may be the most comprehensive outdoor recreation and travel guide that's available today. How come?
Because the U.S. Department of Agriculture is concerned with 81% of the land and water in the United States. So this is how come we're in this Outdoors USA pitch here with the yearbook.
Well, let's clean up a misconception, and that's the difference between the national forests and the national parks, and who's responsible for them.
They're in two separate departments in the cabinet level, Charlie. The national forests are the charge of the Forest Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, while the national parks are in the U.S. Department of Interior. And the difference is roughly this. The parks are mainly to be enjoyed. They're areas to be kept inviolate for their beauty and scenery and, to be kept for all time. Whereas the national forests produce a tremendous amount of timber each year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service is the biggest lumber company in the world.
Articles in this book run the gamut from mountain trips to how to make a good camp cooking fire. And there's one titled, The Appalachian Trail, 2,000 Miles of Hiking.
Sounds a little tiring at 2,000 miles, but I walked bits of it myself. And you can do it this way, Charlie. Or you can take yourself 3 months and walk the whole 2,000 miles if you wish.
Where does it go to and from?
It starts in Mount Oglethorpe, Georgia, and runs roughly along the Appalachian Plateau, right up to Mount Katahdin, Maine.
Outdoors USA has a section on farm and ranch vacations. What are they exactly?
They're really nothing new. If you think back to the early days of this country, when there was much, much more farming, you remember hearing about the summer folks? Well, they would come in and spend the summer. And the farms would have a spare room or two and so forth and so on. Well, nowadays, this has become much more sophisticated. In other words, nowadays, 10 or 20,000 more farmers and ranchers are doing it, and there are directories available for people who want to get out on the rustic trail and relax a bit in a, bucolic atmosphere.
This is a government publication, isn't it, Outdoors USA? Where can you buy it?
You can buy it only from the government printing office, Washington, D.C., at $2.75 a copy.
Well, it's certainly worth it, I must add. Thank you, Bernie Roth of the Soil Conservation Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture, for telling us about Outdoors USA, the Yearbook of Agriculture, 1967. Visit us again, won't you?
It was a pleasure, Charlie. Thank you.
This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor Sports.
Now here's Mel Allen with a word about J. Ma Ruby slacks for men.
Men, to keep cool and composed even on the back nine and cut your wife's handicap to zero at home, try J. Ma's Carrie Metalkopf slacks. They're in a J-pressed blend of 50% Fortrel, 50% Budrel rayon. And J-pressed means they stay pressed with no ironing. Band roll prevents waistband curl. Special gizmos keep your shirt in and the fit smooth. So drop into a fine store near you and ask for Carrie Metalkopf slacks. They're made by people who care for people who care. J. Ma Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana.
Sports coverage, complete and up to the minute, is available throughout the weekend on Monitor 68. Time now, 17 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Last year, over $250 million in property damage in the United States was caused not by fire, flood, or tornadoes, but by termites. Termites work in the dark, eat wood in houses like yours and mine, and are extremely difficult to detect. Harder Exterminating Company, with offices in Manhattan, in Westchester, at White Plains, in New Jersey, at Glen Rock, in Madison, and on Long Island in Patchogue, Melville, and Hempstead, are the experts in the detection and elimination of these costly pests. For 35 years, they have pioneered in this field, and through the use of modern methods have minimized the cost of ridding homes of termites. The Harder Exterminating Company offers free, no-obligation inspection throughout the metropolitan area. So call the folks at Harder for this confidential termite check. In New York City, PL57484. In Westchester, WH97005. And in Suffolk, HA72304. In New Jersey, OL26500. In Nassau, IV18800. It's free. Remember, when you think of termites, think Harder.
Monitor New York, WNBC, New York. We'll keep you up to the minute on news, sports, and the best in contemporary music. Like this latest one by Margaret Whiting, Faithfully.
Faithfully. As the day may be, somehow we'll always see, open to all. Faithfully, dark as the night may seem, we close our eyes.
Week to accept a couple of awards, one of which was presented to him by the Overseas Press Club at a dinner attended by many political luminaries, including Vice President Humphrey. The award honored Hope for the King Features syndicated columns he filed from Vietnam during his Christmastime appearances there. Introduced by Monitor's Bob Considine, the comedian showed himself in rare form.
I've enjoyed this night, and I'm one of the few who isn't running for anything up here. Harold Stassen's in the starting blocks again. And he's a 3-1 favorite over Millard Fillmore, and I'm sure that that No, he had to go again because he made a great buy in the buttons about 32 years ago. And, of course, Bobby Kennedy thinks he'll do. He has a very good record in the Senate, and you know how effective he is in the House. So I'm sure that he'll be very, very good. He has 10 kids, you know, which is the reason why he doesn't have time to comb his hair. But I think it's... I don't mean to make light of children, because I don't mean to be sacrilegious, because he has 10 kids. I just, it's a good thing he's a Catholic. If he was a Protestant, they'd call him a sex maniac. That's all I know. I do want to say, no, please don't. These are just for jokes, and I'm not sacrilegious. I've seen Going My Way 4 times, and I am real religious in the way I live with my family, because my wife is a Catholic, and I happen to be a Protestant. I don't know whether you know about, but when you're married to a Catholic, you're one whether you want to be or not. I had to go to Vietnam to get meat on Friday. But it's great to be here, and it's great to be here with all these wonderful people, and and I know that when I look at the vice president, I just think of the problems LBJ has, and I know that he's working very, very hard for peace, and I'm sure that they'll decide on a spot, because so far LBJ has recommended 6 spots, like the Houston Astrodome and the Pentagon and Hubert's drugstore. Or Eartha Kitt's rumpus room. You know, there's a lot of places you can go. How about that Eartha Kitt? She shook up the nest, didn't she, huh? Boy, Lady Bird hasn't been that upset since Everett Dirksen walked in wearing the same hairdo. And talking about, a lot of people think hair is going to decide the next election, you know. I think Everett might make a pretty good pass at that, because I love his hairdo. He looks like he's been electrocuted and lived. This award is one of the nicest things I ever had. And it comes from fellows that have been close to the situation, close to our country in every way. An award from this group and the guys that are connected with it thrills me. And just to sit at this table, it's a wonderful thing. And to hear these men. And I say that when I look at this table, I just think of that great Italian philosopher, Sophia Loren, who said, the bigger they are, the nicer they are. I love it.
Bob Hope at the Overseas Press Club. Follow the further adventures of the wonderful Bob Hope later today on Monitor, as he appeared last week at Missouri's Fort Leonard Wood, and again tomorrow with highlights of his remarks at the Peabody Awards dinner here in New York City.
I never let a day go by, but what I think of you, I'm all you meant to me. I never watched a starry sky, but what I wish that I
new one by Jerry Vale, I Never Let a Day Go By. That's quiet, strong, beautiful, the 68 Ford. Only Ford in its class offers better ideas like kitten headlights and die-cast grills at no extra cost on LTDs, XLs, and Country Squire wagons. Only Ford offers you fastbacks at the same price as formal hardtops. Check your Ford dealer. You'll see why the switch is on to Ford. Monitor 68 heard throughout the continental United States. In Rochester, the one in Minnesota, that is, we're here on KROC. Hello, Rochester. Identification time now for all our NBC stations, and then more of Monitor.
Hello there, this is Keith Jackson. Later today on Monitor, I'll have all the important automobile racing news for you right from the center of that fast-moving world of wheels.